1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus, opening October 11th at Brookfield Square. Make plans to visit the area's newest cinema at marcustheaters.com.
Well, with the temperatures dipping this weekend, the colder air moving in, I guess it does feel like hockey season, doesn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program from your Milwaukee Admirals coach, Scott Ford. That still sounds weird, doesn't it?
I don't know. I'm settling in a little bit, I guess, now.
Are you?
Yeah. Spending more time sitting than skating?
No, I guess. Yeah, the computer takes
over. You have a desk?
Takes over.
You have a desk over there?
Yeah, we
now?
Got a desk.
You got an office?
Yeah, we got a little. Well, okay. It's not even a cubicle. I stare face to face with my other assistant coach.
Really?
Just stare into each other's eyes on a daily basis.
Are the desks like clacked up against each other? Like two cars having a head-on collision?
Yeah, it's more like...
Are you sharing one big table?
Yeah, it's just like this. It's like a peninsula.
Uh-huh.
Our hockey operations guy and our head coach have the one end, and then...
Yeah.
Us couple pigeons have the
I picture your work area just filled with dirty coffee cups, half full of coffee
and
stuff like that.
A lot of papers laying around.
No, I'm a neat freak.
Are you?
Really?
Very organized at the up in the office?
Yeah, like almost a problem, but
really?
Not quite.
Wait a minute.
How does that work in a shared office then?
I don't know. My counterparts are pretty clean as well. At least on my half of the room.
Is there a memo about no personal pictures hanging on walls or anything like that? You know, let's keep it businesslike up here.
Yeah, just.
Do you have a poster with a baby that has spaghetti on his head or a cat hanging from a pole or anything? You have Grumpy Cat anywhere?
1990s Cindy Crawford.
Do you have a half-naked chick holding a wrench or anything like that?
Yeah.
A calendar like that?
Any kind of tool?
Yeah, power tools. The old Snap-on calendar.
Yes. Those are so long gone. Those don't even exist anymore. We haven't printed those in 15 years, I bet.
Now those company presidents, we sell tools.
Well, how about this, like Playboy? Like for a while there, they didn't even...
They went closed.
Yeah,
closed. Guess who canceled their subscription when that happened?
Oh, everybody.
This guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, I was going to hang in till the end, but when they did that, I was like, no, there's no point.
I know. Then what's the point? We don't read the articles anyways.
Yeah.
They were a victim of their own politics.
Right. Yeah.
Well, let's get down on the ice. The Admirals have got, what, one game in so far?
Yeah, one regular season game in. Tough one. We struggled at the end of the year in Iowa, and we continued our woe-ish ways, I guess, on Sunday.
Is that a word?
It is now.
Yeah, I don't
know.
You're
the Ivy Leaguer.
Well, yeah. contrary to disbelief, we started the season there. Didn't have our best stuff, but it's a good wake up call. You know, I think early in the season, if maybe you have a little bit of a stinker, the guys realize that the league is good. It's tough. We have a lot of new faces, and. You know, it's hard. They've got a veteran team over there.
That's what I was going to ask. Does Iowa have a lot of new faces, or are they the same lineup you've seen for some time?
No, they have a pretty similar lineup to what they finished the year with last year, that where they beat us in the playoffs, and minus a couple players, but a couple real good additions, and they have a strong team.
Now, obviously, it's only one game, but being knocked out of the playoffs by them last year and then losing to them to start the season this year, do you kind of feel like they've got your number right now?
No, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. You know, like I said, I don't want to take anything away from them. They got a great team, and they're super prepared. Their staff, does a good job with their group. But, you always want, with that bad taste in your mouth from last year, you want to kind of jump on them early and have, a great effort at least. And, kind of put that behind us in the rear view, but that obviously didn't happen.
Who's Iowa affiliated with?
The Minnesota Wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And obviously we're hooked up with the Predators.
Yeah.
How the Predators look this year? Because it's basically the old Admiral lineup when you look at that team.
Yeah, they look good. They obviously had a couple big acquisitions. They traded PK Subban away. And brought in Matt Duchene up front. So they, they've got some weapons up front, and they've done a good job keeping their nucleus together, and with you know, salary cap era of hockey. You know, they've done a great job keeping players, you know, at a salary or at in a position where they want to play in the organization and they want to continue to keep their group together, whether they, you know, maybe don't accept higher free agency offers or, you know, they are really team oriented and they've kept a really good group. They've got a lot of quality guys and guys that I played with over the years too that are now, you know, some of the best players in the National Hockey League at their position. So it's exciting to see. We're excited to you know, be a part of that, you know, that organization. And they've, with the competition, with how good they are up there, we've kind of got some players that have filtered down to us at the start of this year that, you know, have been NHL regulars for a couple years. And so, you know, hopefully it can work well for us and, you know, give some depth in the whole organization.
When did you show up in Milwaukee?
I think 2008, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rode in on a Ford Model T flatbed pickup truck.
Is that true?
No. I do drive a Ford now,
though. What are you making
up
stuff right in front of him for?
Just his hopes and dreams.
My hopes and dreams. No, I came in with Lane Lambert brought me in. He was the coach at the time, and, you know, he's with the Islanders now with Barry Trotz, and he was great. You know, I was young in my career and just kind of starting out, and they give me an opportunity here to play, and it worked out fantastic. Obviously, I'm still here. This is my 11th year in the
that
community.
That was going to be different places have you had here? Do you keep the same home, or do you get a different apartment?
I had a place in the third ward for, you know, probably 5 or 6 years.
Sure you did. Yeah. You know why? Because you're cool.
Because I'm cool.
Because you're cool. People. Yeah, that's where the cool people go, Scott.
Well, now I'm in Bayview, so, you know.
The fourth ward.
You're getting older now. That's where the older, hipper people go. Yeah.
I do. I got a fixed gear bike. I like buzz, I buzz around.
Have you ridden a scooter?
Do you know what? I have. I have in Milwaukee, but we rode them in Nashville, which is probably not the, you know, I think Milwaukee is probably a little bit safer minus our road conditions sometimes, but Nashville is a lot of fun, and to
be on a
motorized scooter in that kind of condensed downtown with, you know, the shenanigans that go on Broadway was probably not the brightest thing that we've
done.
You
should just get on the pedal bar when you're down on Broadway.
Yeah.
When you're in Nashville, forget about the scooter.
Yeah, the scooter's fun, though.
Or Uber it, one of the two.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so when you showed up here in 2008, are you more surprised now that, one, you're a coach 11 years later, or are you more surprised by the fact that you still have all your teeth?
Well, that's kind of a two-part question. All of my teeth are fake, the four front ones. So,
well, smile. Give me a big smile. Oh, they're done very well.
I know. Doctor,
can you tell he has fake teeth?
Dr. Z, he's the man.
Brian, you listen to the show?
Yes, I do.
And his teeth, don't they look?
No, I resent you saying I don't listen. But usually we're doing an interview, I can't get a word in edgewise, and then just like you call on me.
Yeah, then he just snuffs you out. He's just like, that's enough, right? Yeah, they're good.
Your teeth look good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And then, like I said, good dentist, but they've all been knocked out. And then, what was the first part again?
You're more surprised that you're a coach or that you have all your teeth, but your teeth aren't there, so the coach wins by default.
Yeah, you know what? I'm fortunate. I love the community. It's been unbelievable here when I played, and then obviously coaching, I still get to do a lot of the same things as I did when I played. You know, a lot of great community here. The sports teams, everything around Milwaukee, besides hockey itself, is fantastic. Great place to live, and I really enjoy it. I'm fortunate to be here and be in the Milwaukee Admirals, you know, family.
How was your off season?
It was good, man. I see you out on the golf course. I'm addicted. Like if I'm not playing golf, I still enjoy working out, and I, you know, enjoy, you know, taking in the festivals and just being out and about in Milwaukee. It's fantastic.
You didn't travel anywhere?
I did. I went back home. I went back to British Columbia for a month in June. My brother has a birthday early in June, and I surprised the family with the trip, and just had a fantastic time. Went back. We had a little bit of a family kind of reunion thing. We had some, you know, both my mom and dad's parents in the last basically like 2 years, we kind of lost all of them. It just was just like bang, bang, bang. So we had a celebration of life and just kind of got together as a family, and it's been great. And now they're coming out actually for Christmas for the first time in a long time.
So they're coming south for the warmer weather for Christmas.
Oh yeah, just instead of 40 below, they're just coming to 20. So it's we're good on that part. But yeah, that was about it. I went on a couple golf trips, just Chicago area. I went out to Palm Springs, and I have a good friend of mine I grew up with from my hometown as an assistant pro out there at a club, and yeah, just played some golf and enjoyed some of the good weather until the rain decided to come. And
there was a lot of rain.
So but yeah, that's about it. Nothing too crazy. We go in the middle of the summer, around the end of June, early July, we have the NHL draft, and then we have a development camp in Nashville where we have all our young prospects and rookies and draft picks, and we run them kind of through the gamut for a week and do, you know, orientate them to how kind of pro life is going to be and get their nutrition dialed in and their workout habits and things like that. And that kind of breaks up the summer a little bit, but it was good. A lot of fun things, a lot of kind of relaxing and just getting the mind reset for the grind of the season.
Yes.
That's my question.
Looking at you. Where are you at, Brad? Come on.
Hell with it.
You're done.
Looking at you. So nutrition. Any of these kids come in with rickets or anything like that?
No.
Scurvy?
No scurvy. They're pretty good. They're pretty dialed in. It's different now. Like, everybody comes in camp in shape and, like, ready to go, and they're not, you know, drinking beers and having a cigarette after the first period or whatever.
Well,
you know what I mean?
There's
time to correct that. No, they are. It's fantastic just how the game has evolved, how, you know, prepared everybody is, and just they don't come to camp anymore to use that month of camp to get in shape. They come at a
that's pretty much the standard on all sports now.
Yeah, it is.
If you're rolling in there like Babe Ruth,
yeah,
forget about it.
Well, and then you hear about it too. Like, you see the odd situation where guys do roll in, you know, a little offside on their habits that they've had over the summer.
And so the guy who's competing for that spot is
right
at a disadvantage.
No, it's true. So I mean, they get exploited now. Like, social media is crazy. The TV, everything. Like, somebody sneezes the wrong way, and it's all over everything. So it's just the world we live in now. It's a era we live in, and you know, it's awesome in a sense because you have so much interaction with the fans and so much interaction with your you know, populace. But at the same time, it's also nice to be able to be a little bit of a human once in a while and not just, you know, be exploited or be commented on everything you do. So I mean, it's a yin and yang kind of thing.
Unless you're a Kardashian.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's what pays the bills.
Yeah, no, then what do they say? Bad press, or there's no bad press, right?
There's no
right?
bad publicity.
Yeah,
what's the last publicity. Movie you got out to see?
Man, I seen The Joker yesterday.
Did you?
Or 2 days ago. Good film. The acting was unbelievable. I think I can't believe what some of these guys do to fill the role. Like, the method acting's crazy. I can't believe how much weight, like, Joaquin, like, it was crazy. But pretty dark, a lot of
well, I heard it was kind of a, you know.
Yeah, it is
not exactly a romantic comedy.
Disturbing.
It is disturbing. It goes over a lot of issues like mental health and a lot of you know, just different things like upbringing and
really, is this really designed to make you think, or is it just an action movie?
No, it's a thinker for
really?
Sure, and it really, it's kind of cool. They twisted it in a way. I don't want to give it away to anybody, but it sets up the basically original, like, Batman Joker, kind of the new age one with Christian Bale, or like with that in that sense, and it just kind of sets up the plot and everything with the Batman movies that are out. So that was kind of cool to see that twist into it, you know, as it at the end of the movie or whatever. But just the whole aspect of his, you know, forming or transforming into this character was pretty disturbing.
So he had issues. Now, yes. As you're watching this movie, did you think, I could use that to motivate the men on the ice, much like Joker?
Come out in a green wig and a purple suit.
Actually, that's a funny story. One Halloween, Nolan Yonkman that used to be here, he dressed up as Joker, or the Joker, like unbelievable costume. Like he did it 2 years in a row. He did the in the suit, like the three piece, you know, with the vest and the hair and everything. And then the next year, I don't know where he found this, like the hospital outfit. You know, when he's in the woman's like hospital white thing and just like blood everywhere and crazy. I don't know where he found something that big, because the guy is 250 pounds, but he was spilling out in places he shouldn't have been. But he was unbelievable. Couple years of costumes. I get like, I hope he's listening, because he'll be loving it, because the big man loves a little press.
So, well, do you get trick or treaters at your home residence?
No, I'm in an apartment, so not.
They don't do that.
Do you
know
what? I have a couple times, so I keep a little bit of stuff around just in case, but I end up eating it. It's like they're one timers, we call
them.
It's like a lot of little ones add up to a big one. It's like the mini bar, right? It's like, oh, we can if I have five little chocolates, well, it's still a chocolate bar.
That's why an experience would be better for you.
Exactly.
Rather than keeping candy by the door, like
an experience
like, hey, you're meeting a professional hockey player, you know, you put on the jersey and the skates and all that stuff, and you answer the door with the stick.
Well, we did a good one last year. We had our assistant coach Greg Rallo's got a young family, and it's great. They dressed up as Charlie. What were they last year again?
With Charlie's the spotter
small,
back
the
here.
Small faces.
I don't remember.
Oh.
Coco, I think it is. That where the family, you know, the cartoon, the animated.
Oh thing, yeah, Coco. Coco. Yeah, yeah. The Pixar movie, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, it was awesome. They had the kids' faces painted. Greg was the dad. He had the straw hat on and the face paint. Like, they did an unbelievable job. Well, they got me this costume, too, and it was like a big kind of like a big furry head, and like it was, I don't know, it was kind of creepy. Anyway, I sat in this chair, and you couldn't tell if I wasn't moving. It looked like I was just a big stuffed animal. So the kids would come up for candy, and I'd be sitting at the side, and they'd be walking by seriously, and I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? And my God, they just freaked out. Well,
nothing more fun than scaring little children.
You know,
it was unbelievable.
That's hysterical, but that's actually how the Joker got started.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
with his mental issues. Yeah, came back.
Shakes your hand with his chainsaw.
We're almost out of time here, but you guys are back on the ice. You have your home opener on Saturday night.
Yes.
Over at UWM, what is the name?
UWM Panther.
Panthers, yeah. They bought the naming rights, right?
They did.
Yeah.
That's good. We got to know they've done a great job with the facility. Like I said in shows past, our owner Harris Turd did an unbelievable job. Our locker room and our facility and stuff is like NHL, like down in the belly of the beast there. And then they've done a great job with the whole rink. Small venue, you know, smaller than the Bradley Center, but you're right on top of the action, and it's just a phenomenal building.
You take on the Laurel Rocket?
Laval Rocket,
yeah. Where's Laval in Canada? I'm not even sure.
It's in Quebec.
Okay. And they're named after Rocket Richard.
Yeah, Maurice the
it's
Rocket.
It's not the Rockets, it's Rocket. Right. Okay. And you
the Fleur-de-Lis, the French, I don't know. They march to the beat of their own drummer.
All right, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
You
awesome as usual.
You have yourself a fine season. You coming back to see us during the year?
Yeah, if you guys will have me. You know, I'm always game.
See another movie. Come back and do a review.
I will, for sure.
Yes.
Bry, thanks for all the hard-hitting questions today. That was great.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.